This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge, and it's time to chat some nutrition today. We're joined by Kathy Winkler. Kathy, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brad.
Kathy, we haven't spoken much about nutrition. The only time we really touched on it was in our first chat, where I asked you if you could go back and tell yourself something, knowing what you know now, if you were starting out, and you said drink more. You've obviously made a few nutrition mistakes in your triathlon career.
Yes, I have. I think the older I get, that I'm learning just to eat more. I'm not usually very hungry while I am out there. And I've had a very minimalist approach from my first days when I would go out and run 14 miles. And it's so ridiculous. I would go over this hill on the Dipsy Trail, which you may have heard of here in California, very mountainous. And I didn't carry water, nothing with me. And the 14 miles takes several hours just because it is so hilly. And there's a little stream that sort of trickles through the mountain halfway through. And that was my fuel source there. But I've graduated now.
I was going to say, things have changed, haven't they?
Yes.
Lessons you learn. Let's talk about your approach to nutrition. And we'll touch on race day in a moment. But just general training, living, nutrition. What's your general philosophy?
Well, I don't eat any meat. I've been vegetarian since high school. And I have very limited dairy and cheese. I mean, dairy and eggs. I guess I don't eat eggs, but I know sometimes they are in things that I have eaten. I think finding foods, I like to cook a lot of whole grains and farmers markets. So a lot of whole foods is what I really go for the most.
And as far as the race day itself, what's your sort of nutrition strategy in an Ironman, and particularly Ironman Kona?
I try and get as much as I can in with liquids, because it's hard to digest and it is hot, and you have to make sure that you are hydrating enough there. I'm lucky that I don't sweat a lot, but I do. I'm fond of those little sort of electrolyte fizzy tablets like Noon or something like that, that go in the water bottle, because they encourage me to drink and they do replenish some of the electrolytes. And then I will do a concentrated, maybe a solution in one bottle that has some carbs and things in it. Other than that, this year I found I was most successful with, I made little rice balls with either miso or peanut butter in them and wrapped them in nori paper and carried those with me to get some extra calories and food in my body that was real food. And then on the run, I always have like Cliff Shots and things like that with me. Although we usually call them my Cliff Shot rosary. I just like to hold them. It's rare that I ingest them.
That is beautiful. As far as your biggest nutrition mistake that you've made in your triathlon career, what was it, and what have you learned from it?
Oh, I think lack of eating. The just failing to put anything in because I was worried about how it would process in my body. Are thinking I'm not hungry yet, waiting until I felt hungry. Now I have to really force myself and sort of just watch. I'm at this aid station and I haven't ingested any food yet. That can be my downfall, especially if the weather is different. I know this year at Vineman, in my qualifier for Kona, it was so cold that my joints and everything were sort of frozen. So I wasn't drinking because my jaw was locked up, and eating, I knew that I was down by the time I got to 50 miles, that I had not taken in enough, and catch up is never good.
Yeah. You really need to make it a conscious decision and really focus on it. You can't let it slide. Cause once you've, like you say, you can't catch up. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Correct.
Well, Kathy, it's been amazing catching up. Thank you so much for sharing your tips and strategies with us. Much appreciated, and we look forward to following your progress and seeing what 2017 and beyond has in store.
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing what it has in store myself.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutritionseminar.